Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, tonight still an introduction to the book of Proverbs. Some of the other books that the pastor's gone through them, they kind of have a verse or two of the introduction, and you'll spend about a week checking that out, kind of getting an introduction to the book to have a better understanding of it. Well, the book of Proverbs actually has a very long introduction. And rather than jumping into the Proverbs themselves, it's important to have the right mindset and understanding before we kind of jump into the deep end. So we're still trying to get our thinking hat on, so to speak, before we start examining some of these Proverbs closely. And for the introduction this week, last week we talked about discretion, about the critical thinking was kind of the theme of last week. And you're going to see that still follows into this week's thought, this week's lesson. But I want you to know I love to hear the book of Proverbs referenced all throughout Scripture. The pastor talked about it this morning. The verse that he shared with us was from Proverbs chapter number 30, verses 8 and 9, when it said, "Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me." He was talking about that church at Laodicea. They had gotten much. They said, "We don't need any more. We're rich. We don't need the Lord." And this is Proverbs said that, "Lest I be fool and deny thee and say, who is the Lord?" And so many times we see Proverbs will warn about things that will take place. Warnings that go unheeded. And what happens? Exactly what it said would happen, happens. It's the way the Word of God works. And Proverbs is just loaded, verse after verse after verse, of if A, then B. And we get so surprised when A happens and then B follows. And we think, man, what went wrong? And it's outlined so clearly in Scripture and condensed in the book of Proverbs, all there for us. Now, this verse is very important. I've picked it out here because really, the first 10 chapters of the book of Proverbs really serve as almost an introduction to it, to the Proverbs. And we won't get into all that right now, but as we kind of get into chapters 10, 11, that's kind of when most of what we would think of as the Proverbs start to hit one right after the other, one right after the other, and rolling with one truth, another truth, another truth, just rapid fire. Well, one of these that's in here, near kind of the beginning, after that introduction, if you will, is "He that winneth souls is wise." He that winneth souls is wise. Now, we're going to start kicking right out of the gate. Like, if you ever seen the rodeo, the bulls, the big bad bulls, as soon as that gate opens, they don't kind of frolic around for a bit and then go crazy. Man, they're kicking wild right out of the gate, trying to throw someone as soon as that gate's open. So we're going to throw one right here, right now at the start, because this is important. Your understanding of this verse is heavily going to impact your understanding of the Proverbs. Now, we looked at this. We actually laid the groundwork last week for it. We didn't dwell on it for a long time. But you'll see as we kind of go along, there's going to be a lot of instances where there's going to be a little building block that you're going to think that's a neat little nugget. But then you're going to find there's actually something being built on it. It's not just kind of a one-off. Last week, we talked about the spirit and the soul. The Bible makes it very clear. The spirit is not corruptible, but the soul is. The soul's that mind. And the pastor's hinted at this, not hinted at this, he's just flat out said it many times. We hear that terminology of soul winning all the time. And if we use it, the thought, biblically, correctly, it would be spirit winning. And that doesn't roll off the tongue like soul winning. And we live in the culture that's been raised on soul winning and books written on soul winning. And so we understand what people say when they say soul winning, that it's actually about the spirit. That rejuvenation, that salvation that takes place, and that spirit is the perfect work done forever. Okay. Then the work starts on the soul. That's why Paul wrote to the church, and we looked at that last week, about how he was fearful that their minds would be corrupted. The soul can be corrupted. Okay. This verse gets used in evangelism all the time. I've read just this week so many sermons that have been based around this verse, and wonderful sermons and wonderful men that use this as the basis of their sermon to support soul winning, to support evangelism, sharing the gospel. And I don't want to take away from that, not even one minuscule amount, because that is important for us to be a witness. But there's something we need to understand about this thought that he that winneth souls is wise. When it talks about this in Proverbs, it's not talking about evangelism as we would think, about the missionary or the door knocking in that nature. And we're just going to put a pin in that because we got to walk some other steps until we get to the top. So just know with the pin in it that this is going to go somewhere. And we're going to come back to this and you'll see why it's so important. Okay. But this is the theme of today's introduction, but before. Last week was discretion, critical thinking. This is but before. Before we get there, it's the thought that counts. We're going to find out what that's all about. Here's what we hope to combat. I coined a phrase. I was so happy. And I looked it up and looked it up, and I couldn't find anyone else who's ever used this phrase. And I coined it probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and I forgot about it. And then in preparing the lesson, it came back to me. So I looked it up again. And when I looked up these two words combined, all that came up was scientific reports that I couldn't make heads nor tails of, way above my head. But here's the thought. Arbitrary assimilation of information. Let me break it down for you. The word arbitrary means coming about seemingly at random or by chance. It's kind of on a whim. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just random. It happens arbitrarily. Okay. The next word, assimilation. Well, to assimilate is to take into the mind and thoroughly understand, is how Webster defines to assimilate. So, arbitrary assimilation is randomly being able to take in this information and understand it in the mind. This is what we need to combat. Do you ever feel like you've looked at something or you tried to read something, you understand it, and you get this piece, but you don't get this, this, and this, and it just, you seem to understand random bits and pieces of it? Well, my fancy word for that is arbitrary assimilation. It just, you randomly get some and you randomly don't. Okay. Here's why we're going to combat that. That's kind of a whimsical learning. It just happens. Last week we talked about it. We want to be intentional. It's not just happenstance. It's not just random. We apply ourselves to some stuff, and it happens for a purpose. It happens for a purpose. Okay. As being entrusted with the earth, we are intended to be intelligent. You understand? That's my abbreviation for arbitrary assimilation of information. You're hearing stuff and you just go, it's too much. You can only get so much. Okay. Whimsical learning. All right. You are an intelligent creation from an intelligent creator. We have to understand that. Man was given dominion over the earth. We are an intelligent creation. Okay. Now, this is important to know. Your behavior does not change your creation. The way that you act does not change how you were created. Why is that important? Well, we got a lot of people wrestling with a lot of stuff today. And you can act however you want, and you can dress however you want, and you can do whatever you want, but nothing changes the way God created you. This is a basic principle that cannot be polluted or corrupted. Your behavior does not change your creation. Okay. So, you are an intelligent creation from an intelligent creator. The problem is, sometimes we're an intelligent creation that chooses to exercise or express ourselves in an idiotic manner.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.